Congressman Landrum on line O.
Phil.
Yes, Mr. President, how are you, sir?
I'm sitting here and these boys are listening to you, so you have to be careful what you say. Don McCormick and Carl Albert, Larry O'Brien, Bill Moyers, Hale Boggs, and we,
as long as it's not a newspaperman in the crowd.
Well, there's not a one. I hope they won't talk to them. We won't talk to you about the amendment, but first of all, what problems do we have with Cuton and Hagen and Flint?
Well, the problem we have with Flint is keeping him from running under the tent on this race issue. I think maybe we'll be able to hold him by letting him feel like that he is what we designated him, a whip to get the votes for us, and we're depending on him. Tootin will be swayed to some extent by the debate and how much we're able to show that this is an education and training program to start this cycle diminishing rather than increasing. Hagen will likewise be influenced some by that, but Hagen will be influenced more by just keeping the pressure on him from the administration than anything else. Now, the next problem we have is in connection with the amendments. I think it's essential for us to expand this amendment entitled to the Smathers Amendment to include public agencies as well as private agencies. I can't see how it will operate against the bill. I don't believe that it will. I don't believe any governor will exercise the veto power. And if one should, in an instance here or there, it would help the program rather than hurt it. We can pick up boys like Ed Hebert and Mendel Rivers by expanding that, and it will knock down a lot of subtle talk that Judge Smith's been spreading around on, I think. Now, the other amendments that we're concerned about is this $1,500 grant. If Ms. Green wants to take it out entirely, but maybe she could be persuaded to let it remain as it is in the Senate bill, a $1,500 loan in addition to the $2,500 loan, which is designated in the Senate bill as for things outside the actual farming process. Beyond that, I see no great difficulty with amendments. Now, my thinking is that we ought to do it in this fashion, that we ought to have the Senate bill with our revised amendment, as I've indicated, drafted, and be ready for one of us, me perhaps, to offer that as a substitute as soon as the first section has been read. My reason for that is to offset the possibility of them offering a substitute and us not offering a substitute and trying to amend our bill. If we offer a substitute, then we can't prevent them from offering, of course, but we can get a vote on our substitute and hold our boys together better than we could by just going along trying to amend the House bill. Now, roughly, very briefly, that's my feeling about the strategy and tactics.
Bill, this is Carl. Can I ask you one question?
Yes.
If this amendment, this expansion of this amendment, should start hurting us among some of the city Democrats, would they just have to go with us?
I don't think it will hurt, Carl, and here's why I think it will not. We had a meeting yesterday of all the Democratic members of the committee. I went into it thoroughly with Jim O'Hara, with Brown of California and Gill of Hawaii, Bradamus of Indiana.
Wait a minute, Larry gets back on to you. Go ahead.
I went into it thoroughly with all the Democratic members, Bradamus of Indiana, O'Hara of Michigan, Gill of Hawaii, and Brown of California. Hawkins of California, Thompson of New Jersey. As a matter of fact, Thompson has expressed a willingness to advocate it if necessary in debate. Mrs. Green, Jimmy Roosevelt is a strong advocate of it. Powell agreed to it. So I and Hugh Carey agreed to it. So I anticipate that we've got a sufficient agreement in the committee, unanimity as a matter of fact on the Democratic side, to take care of these boys that you referred to, Carl.
Okay.
Jim Delaney should be talked to, and that's the only
thing. Beg pardon, Larry?
Jim Delaney.
Well, is Jim concerned about that?
Will be. He's concerned about the bill generally, Phil.
Probably.
But I would say that's a good cross-section.
Well, Hugh Carey told me that he was...
All right.
Completely.
Why don't you leave it with us on Delaney, because if you talk to Hugh Carey, then we can follow up.
Now, unless we do have that amendment to broaden to apply to public agencies as well, I don't mean to give the governor to require that the governor approve it, but to word the amendment so that if the governor does not disapprove it within a stated period, such as a Smiley's amendment, that then it... Now, I can't conceive of any intelligent governor vetoing.
Have you read the comments of Senator Russell on the Smathers Amendment in the Senate?
No, I haven't, Larry. I will immediately this morning.
Now, perhaps, I think perhaps when we meet with you, I'll bring it with me.
All right.
Because Senator Russell certainly advocated the Smathers Amendment on certain terms and registered total acceptance of it.
Well, we can take Mendel Rivers and Ed Hebert, and with...
I don't want to say this, Phil, but I got them on a different basis.
Well, I know you've got them, but I think when they say something, as Mendel has agreed to say something about this amendment, that it'll be helpful to us and others. They don't have to know the basis. But Mendel told me yesterday that he would make a statement about this and say that it removed any doubt from his mind that he...